7:23 at WCCO, and joining us this morning, Congressman, United States Congressman John Klein. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
And Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I should say, of the House Education and Workforce Committee.
Well, I wish I had a lot of power. I could slow down the snow.
Yeah, if you outlawed Mike's forecast, we'd all be for it.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I'm looking out the window in May, and the snow is just pouring down here in Burnsville.
I was talking to a turkey hunter yesterday morning about this time who was coming back from Frontenac, and he never really got the hunt in because he got snowed out here in May.
Oh, it's just crazy.
Well, let me ask you about this chairmanship, because we haven't had a lot of these from Minnesota congressmen.
No, they're sort of tough to get. There aren't that many committees when you consider the number of members of the House. And so I'm very honored and pleased to have the opportunity to chair one of these large committees.
Now, in today's paper, and some folks may have read it, you have a piece in there about Minnesotans needing options. And let's talk about that and if your chairmanship will help get this through.
Yeah, we've introduced, Martha Roby from Alabama introduced a bill called the Working Families Flexibility Act, which is to provide fairness and comparability between the public sector and the private sector. In the public sector, since 1985, it's been legal and widely used for employees to choose to take compensatory time off, comp time, in lieu of overtime wages. In the private sector, that's been illegal since the 1938 law was put into place. It's time to modernize that law, and that's what this bill is about, so that employees and employers can voluntarily agree to provide this comp time or take this comp time instead of overtime wages.
Mr. Congressman, how do you respond when people say, well, the federal government should not be intruding here?
Well, this is the opposite of intruding. This is getting an old Depression-era 1938 law out of the way and allowing the private sector, employees and employers, to voluntarily agree to this arrangement without federal government interference.
And again, you can read in today's op-ed page of the Star Tribune. Fascinating stuff. Another thing that's interesting, Congressman Klein, is the immigration reform. And I know the president, of course, is on a trip right now to Mexico. And yesterday he said that this reform will help facilitate our economic relationship with Mexico, and I just want to get your thoughts on this immigration reform.
Well, we have a mess right now. There's just no question about it. In every aspect of immigration, the visa system is antiquated, cumbersome, confusing. The question about border security is still unresolved. The status of people who came here illegally, all of those need to be addressed. And I think there is a willingness on the part of Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate, to address this and finally take this monster on and see if we can't come to an agreement. And I think we have a better chance now of getting real immigration reform than we've had, well, in decades. But there are key questions that still must be answered. And for many of us, I think the question of how are we going to have confidence that we actually have border security so we don't have a repeat of what happened back in the 1980s.
And I know globally you keep an eye on what's happening with some international things like North Korea, and I just noticed this week, as many did, that one of our citizens here is going to be put into 15 years allegedly of hard labor over there. What should we do about North Korea? What can be done?
Well, I mean, that's absolutely outrageous. That story is the kind of thing that just makes you furious. North Korea is one of the most backwards, isolated countries in the world. You think about the millions of people that live in North Korea who have no access to what's going on in the rest of the world. They're led now by this very, very young man, Kim Jong-un, since the dad died. He's very young, very inexperienced. There's a lot of concern. I have concern, and many that I talk to the defense and intelligence communities have a lot of concern about him as a leader. So it is very difficult. It has been difficult for the United States. We have typically turned to China because they have the most influence on North Korea. And the question is always, will the Chinese cooperate in bringing the North back into line?
Congressman, congratulations again on the chairmanship. Such a rare thing for a Minnesota congressman. I hope you have an opportunity to take full advantage of that.
Well, thank you. So do I.
And again, we'll keep an eye on what you do to legislate the May snowfall, because I see outside my window downtown, here comes the snow.
There ought to be a law.
Thank you, Congressman.
You bet, Dave. Bye-bye.
John Klein on WCCO Traffic and